Now, Plastic Free July is the latest initiative to get people to cut down on the amount of single-use plastic they use. It is something that we're all certainly becoming more and more aware of. In fact, Morrison's supermarket in the UK has ditched plastic where they can, mostly. Kelly's Fruit and Veg Shop is one of the many businesses cutting down on single-use plastic. Producer Claire Hogan met Wayne Kelly in the shop last night and started by asking Wayne, why they decided to enter this campaign, The War on Plastic.
We just decided after watching a few documentaries on Netflix that there was a way forward, and seeing a few Facebook things, that nasty things with the sea life, so we just decided to pull the plug on the plastic bags. We started with the plastic bags, but a lot of the stuff still is coming in with plastic, but we just can't avoid that. We've tried, I'd say, about 80% of the stuff now is plastic free.
But what kind of things do you do that are plastic free? What are they?
All of the fruit and veg is loose, so you can get, there's between apples, pears, oranges, they're all loose now. We don't sell mushrooms in the packs anymore, or any mixed grapes in packs, hard plastic, stuff like that. All the pre-packed stuff we pull the plug on as much as we could, as much as we can anyway.
And have you found it difficult?
Near enough impossible to get certain things, to certain products that we can't avoid getting plastic in. We'll try our best. We've been on to a couple of suppliers. The local suppliers are obviously easier to talk to, because like if you're getting stuff from abroad, like chasing up, certain things take a lot of damage when they don't have plastic in, so that's where we're having problems with. Like the tomatoes we try to sell loose, they get pulled apart and they get broke up. The tomatoes get broke up, so it's sometimes when it's like that, it's better to be pre-packed.
Do you know of any other way, any other material that you think might work?
They could come in cardboard, but it would just be hard to stack them, I guess. I think that's why the supermarkets aren't budging in not going totally. That's what my perception is anyway, because I can see that when you have stuff loose out, it takes a lot more damage. And like we only have maybe 100, 200 people coming in every day. They have thousands, so I can see it's just people... just being people picking stuff up and slamming stuff and like not giving out or anything, but if they have thousands of people coming through, that's what they're probably up against. They need to, well, they're making thousands, millions, so they should have something to be able to come up with, a better design maybe.
And your customers, how do your customers feel? Do you see them changing their habit?
Yeah, you can see them. They're coming in all the time with their own bags, containers, whatever. They're trying their best to be more eco-friendly, I suppose. And it's filtering down from older people to younger people as well. There's no age. Like, they're all trying their best.
And that there is Wayne Kelly. And Wayne is from Kelly's Fruit and Veg Shop. And he's doing his best there to cut down on plastic, but there are some issues. But if you want to do it, where do you start? Let's talk to blogger Elaine Butler from Living Lightly in Ireland. Hello to you, Elaine.
Hello, thanks for having me on.
Good morning to you. So the desire is there from most people, and Wayne is doing the biz, but you heard the issues he has, damage to product, difficulty with stacking. It just doesn't work outside of plastic, which is a shame, but, does it stop people getting in to do this?
It might not work at the moment, just the way things are set up, but actually I thought Wayne made a very good point, that it's much easier for them to reduce plastic packaging when they're buying from local suppliers. And I think it's great that he's doing it. I actually followed their shop on Facebook. And I think that's a key part. If people can afford it and they have a good greengrocer or butcher or bakery in their area, by buying with them and telling them how important it is for you to avoid plastic packaging, that's going to speed up the process, whereas supermarkets are much slower to do it and their supply chains are more complex. So I know that's not an option for everyone, but if you can, I'd highly recommend going local and going small independent store, because they're better able to do it than the large supermarkets.
And the thing about, say, tomatoes in particular, sometimes the supermarkets have six tomatoes in a plastic wrapper, much cheaper than six loose tomatoes.
And this is because the supermarkets will order from a supplier that can deliver in the quantity they need at the price they need, and that means they go further afield. So if we were getting our tomatoes from somebody a few miles down the road, they wouldn't need to be packaged as heavily as tomatoes that are being brought in from another country. And then also, it's much quicker and more profitable for a supermarket to have a prepackaged item that they can just scan with a barcode than to weigh in a bag, even if that's the customer's own bag. And so a lot of this is driven by profit. So again, if we were buying local from local producers, that would reduce the need for plastic packaging.
Blueberries and strawberries, they're all in plastic.
Actually, I bought strawberries recently in cardboard.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Give them a shout. Whereabouts?
Clark's was the name. So I'm up in Dublin 14, so I got mine in Get Fresh in Rathfarnham. And I've seen them around quite a bit, you know. But again, that's an Irish supplier, so you're going to be able to get it if it's from someone local than it is somebody if they're flown in, you know. So it is possible, but it depends on where you shop, and that's the thing. But even if you can, you have to shop in supermarkets that only provide plastic packaging. It's not an ideal solution to buy the packaging in the first place, but if that's your only option, I know Lidl have the bins in their stores now where you can leave the plastic packaging. And that's a good way to protest, because leave the problem with them. And what I do is, because I do still buy some things in Lidl, I will, when I'm going back the next week to do my next shop, I buy a few items there, I will bring the plastic packaging from the previous week, and I make it their problem, so they have to sort it out.
Yeah, the thing is that piece of plastic you're bringing back has already been manufactured.
Yeah.
You know, to start at the very beginning, mm-hmm. you have to stop that.
I agree, and that's why I buy my fruit and veg from somebody that I can buy it package-free. And I use my own reusable bags. I have cotton produce bags, but you can use any bag that's reusable. And I buy my meat in my local butcher's. So anything that I know I can buy package-free, I won't buy in plastic. But there are a few things that I haven't been able to source package-free, like crackers. My kids like cream crackers, so they come in plastic packaging. So I agree with you. Much better to avoid it in the first place.
Do you see the day sometime where we can go back with shampoo bottles or something and get them refilled?
Oh, you can now, actually, I guess. I have been using the same shampoo bottle for 3 years now. What I do is I have two of them, and then I'll refill one, and I'll have one on the go, so I'm not having to race to the refill station as I run out of shampoo. And that is a brilliant... I think refill stations are a great way to avoid plastic packaging. So I get refills of washing up liquid, of laundry liquid, of shampoo. You can also get refills of oil, vinegar, soy sauce. There's loads of refills that are now available. The laundry products and the shampoo is more readily available in health shops, which most people, well, quite a few people will have close to them. But yeah, you can get that even now.
Right. A few more tips there, Elaine.
Yeah, well, I mean, for people out and about, I mean, the easiest way to avoid plastic is to use a refillable water bottle and a reusable coffee cup, because, you know, they're readily available. And there's now a very good map online for water, refill.ie, and they list all of the, on a map, all of the businesses that allow you to refill your water bottle. So you can bring the empty water bottle and only refill it as you need it, which makes it a lot lighter. And then also with a reusable coffee cup, you get a discount in a lot of cafes now for using it. And a map online, theconsciouscup.ie, will show you which cafes give discounts, so you can save money while you're doing it. I mentioned there about reusable bags and produce bags. So I think one thing that people have to be very careful about is not to just switch to compostable alternatives when they're avoiding plastic, because, you know, sometimes if you're caught out and you don't have your reusable cup, well, I would sit in if I can and use a ceramic cup. But if you need to have it on the go, a compostable coffee cup is a less bad option. But when you think about all the energy that goes into making and transporting and disposing of that, it's still using energy which puts carbon into our atmosphere. So reusable is much better. And also, I'll make a note of it, most cafes don't separate the waste stream the coffee cups go into. And unless those coffee cups go into the food waste stream or the brown bin, it actually won't get composted. So try to avoid single use, even if it's compostable. And so reusable shopping bags, and I know a lot of people forget to bring them to the store, so I just put them on the door handle of my front door so that when I'm going out, or I have it in the boot of my car.
You're organised, Elaine. Let's hear from Gemma. Hi, Gemma.
Hi, how are you doing?
Okay, great. Now, what efforts are you making?
Well, I'm just an average Joe Soap mum of four now grown-up children, but I've always been a recycler for the last X amount of years that I can imagine. But As much as I can, I will buy loose products in produce in the supermarkets. But if I can't, I now unwrap my packaging and hand it back to the supermarket before I leave. And I am now collecting plastics at home to bring back to the supermarket after I've used them.
Is there a ready-made place to dump that plastic?
There isn't at the moment, but there should be. So
they're happy to see you coming in with your plastic anyway.
Not particularly happy, but that's their job. They're pleased to take it back. So I'm actually doing it. So I'm kind of trying to steer them to go that way.
Yeah, you're creating the appetite for them to say, gosh, we must do something
absolutely
with this one.
Absolutely. Well, if they have to dispose of the plastic and they're paying for it, I feel that they're going to, in turn, go back to their suppliers and say, we don't want it.
Yeah.
So that's my idea. And they are obliged to take it back, so that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, Elaine, Repack make all these ads saying how wonderful they are in recycling and all that sort of stuff. And I think most supermarkets are members of that. So how good are the supermarkets to taking back plastic?
Well, Lidl is the only one that I know of, apart from independent Supervalues, I think sometimes do it, where they have bins to return the plastic packaging. The difficulty is recycling, even though it's better than landfill and incineration, is still an environmentally damaging process. So it doesn't solve our problem. It still requires water and chemicals and energy to do it. So it's much better if we can avoid the items needing to be recycled in the first place. So I'm not a big fan of recycling because I think it encourages people, it dissuades them from actually reducing the amount that they're creating. Because
well,
they
there's Gemma now wants to do both. Isn't that right, Gemma?
Well, she's doing a great job. I mean, I agree with her.
Yeah, I totally get that. Like, even recycling uses energy. I totally get that. But I feel we have to steer this. Supermarkets are going to keep supplying plastics unless we say to them, we don't want it.
Yeah, I
and
totally
if they have
agree.
To pay,
yeah.
If they have to pay to get rid of it or whatever, they are going to steer their suppliers not to supply plastic.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
I totally agree. I think the onus should be, I saw recently Repack had an ad going, like, if each one of us recycled one extra piece of item, that would be 250,000 more pieces of plastic recycled. And I commented on the post and I just said, if retailers put one less bit of plastic on the marketplace, how much would that reduce?
Yeah.
And that's the issue. And I think that our governments have done a disservice to the citizens of the country in that it ends up becoming our issue that we need to resolve. And I think that the full cost of dealing with the plastic waste hasn't been put on the retailers who are putting out there in the first place. So I think if you can't avoid plastic packaging or any packaging, then bring it back to the people who have created it and say, you deal with it.
Yeah, good, give
absolutely
them the incentive.
That's what I'm trying.
Well done, Gemma.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Thanks very much indeed. Gemma, what sort of comments do you get on your blog, Living Lightly in Ireland, Elaine?
Well, loads. I mean, it's often questions about how to do things. And there's a lot of misinformation out there and there's a lot of greenwashing. So that's a huge part of what I do is trying to explain to people. Like, I mean, I research all the time and I found out there last week that soda cans, which I thought were 100% aluminium, actually have a layer of plastic on the inside.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't know that, yes. And things like receipts. Receipts are actually coated in plastic and they're not recyclable as a result. And most people don't know that and they put it in their recycling. You know, so it's very hard to avoid plastic, and I know it's Plastic Free July, so I would tell people, don't focus on eliminating it, because even I'm doing this 3 years, find it really hard to eliminate it completely. Just focus on reducing where you can. And it's not about perfection, it's about doing the best you can and informing yourself, and then complain, if you can, to the people who are making it difficult for you, because they're the ones who can change. And that's why I do believe if you're in the position to use your money to make that vote for local independent, then do that, because they're going to want to keep you happy in a way that the large supermarkets are less inclined.
This could be a start of revolution. One quick comment from Patricia. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning to you. Morning. Tell us about your efforts.
So I would say probably similar to what Elaine and Gemma have been talking about, like simple steps. I'm kind of probably more newbie at it, is swapping out your plastic bags in the supermarket, so bringing your own bags and your own containers. What I would say, though, is, as the lady says, it's so much easier to do it when you're in your local store, whereas in some of the supermarkets, if you go up near like the deli section or that, they won't take your containers.
So it's much, much easier when you go to your local stores to do that. So I know my like bakery, butchers, all the guys here in Delgany will let you use your own containers, which is fantastic.
Right. Some of them might have, you know, the old health and safety. They say, well, what you're bringing in now could be contaminated in some way. You get sort of food poisoning, and next thing, you are accusing them of poisoning you.
Exactly, yeah, and that's the issue, whereas the local guys know, and obviously know you coming in and out, so they're well used to doing it, and actually some of them will give you a discount if you bring your own container in as well, which is great if you're on a budget.
Very good. Okay, I've got to leave it there with everybody this morning. Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks
for contributing. Living Lightly in Ireland, anyway, Elaine, the blog, yes?
That's the blog. I'm on Facebook and Instagram as well. And anyone has any questions, just, you know, drop a comment and I'll try and answer it.
Thank you. And thank you, Patricia. Look after yourself. You're doing a great job there getting this amount of plastic reduced. And thanks to Gemma before that. We'll return to this a little bit later. The morning show, a couple of minutes ago, we were talking with Elaine Butler, a blogger from Living Lightly in Ireland. We were talking about cutting down on plastic, as Wayne Kelly in the shop Kelly's Fruit and Veg are doing in Wicklow Town. We spoke to Gemma and Patricia. Now it's Nick Bryson from Dunlavin Climate Connections. Nick, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Declan. How are things?
Okay, thank you. So what efforts have been made in Dunlavin Climate Connections then?
So at the moment what we're doing is we're organising a monthly walk. It can be in farms and orchards around Dunlavin, and it's just to get people together looking at efforts which would be to do with climate change awareness and biodiversity and even like long-term choices with your own farming and ones that are economic but have a real climate consciousness around them, environmental consciousness.
And in what way, and how can you further the aims of people who want to do something?
So, over here in West Wicklow, we're in Dunlavin, we're trying to take action locally. So we network with each other and compare what each other's doing, even from the individual choices, like to do with recycling and lowering your carbon footprint and... I can tell you, like, in 2 days' time, we're going to have a walk from the new Anlar Cafe in Dunlavin, and we're going to head towards a hazelnut tree plantation through the countryside, and there'll probably maybe be about 20 people on it, and people are very welcome. There's a hazelnut tree plantation. It's a local man, Simon Kerwin, has just decided to hand over, I think, about 4 acres of his land to planting hazelnut trees.
Hazelnut trees? Is that unusual?
That's quite unusual, but there's another person over here in Dunard who's doing it as well. I think it's Gavin, and it's a way to kind of sequester carbon, of course, so fix carbon in the trees, but also there's a long-term investment for people. If you have land that you want to put to one side and then... It's like putting a pension, you know, because trees like that, they're going to take a little bit of time and then you can harvest the hazelnuts down the line, you know.
And is there an Irish hazelnut industry as such, or is this the beginning in West Wicklow?
I think there is, yeah. We're going to hear about it on Thursday. I'm quite excited. There's also Dunlavin Forum here. They're trying to set up an environmental group. And Dunlavin Climate Connections have been going since just the beginning of January. We set up because of the whole publicity around the Extinction Rebellion movement. So what we do is we also spread information about Extinction Rebellion Ireland and actions in Dublin. But our focus is completely local.
Very good. And where can people read more, Nick, and maybe join with you?
Well, Dunlavin Diary Facebook page are spreading information about Dunlavin Climate Connections, and you can also email myself. I can give you my email address. It's brysonnick@hotmail.com. We're coming together as well through the Kildare Steiner School. Like, a lot of people who are on the walk are at the Kildare Steiner School because there's a real community around that.
Excellent.
And the... there's a new secondary school is going to open in September. If anyone's interested in Steiner Secondary School, they're very welcome to get in touch with me as well.
Okay, brycennick@hotmail.com.
That's right.
Good to talk to you, Nick. Thanks very much indeed.
Okay, Declan.
Take care. Bye-bye. Nick Bryson there from Dunlavin Climate Connections. I'm sure if you Google that, you'll find some of the...